Blog Talk Radio.
The Cavaliers momentarily, and we'll of course discuss that afterwards. And we will end it off the show with WrestleMania.
Yep.
The granddaddy of them all. Coming in about less than an hour. But we'll end off the show, we'll give our predictions who we think will win and all that stuff. But leading off, as usual, with a little baseball. And the Mets, they lost that horrible first game on Friday, 6-2, by a John Buck grand slam. Saturday they rebounded after K-Rob blew the game, 3-3. David Wright and Willie Harris came through with clutch RBIs to win that game, 6-4. And today, Mets just dominated. With Willie Harris's 2-run home run, Ike Davis also homer, and pretty much a good game by everybody. R.A. Dickey pitched 6 solid innings, strike out five. Kind of was shaky a little bit, I think, in the third. And I can't remember whether inning might have been the sixth or that he was a little shaky. But other than that, you know, he bared down and pitched a great game. So a great comeback from the Mets after that bad loss on Friday night. And they won the series 2 out of 3. And they will face the rival Philadelphia Phillies on Tuesday.
Yeah. That's going to be a big series for the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Phillies have lost yet, have they?
No, they're undefeated.
Yeah.
They're as undefeated as Undertaker lately. So, you know, hopefully the Mets will end that streak.
Yeah. It'll be tough. But the Mets had a good game today. Who pitched it? R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey, man.
Yeah.
Just knuckled them. The Marlins batters knuckled under pressure, and plus they committed 3 errors.
Yeah.
He pretty much dominated them. Went 7 innings, allowed a run or two runs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think none of them were earned.
Right.
Because the Mets committed an error or two in the game. But you know, all in all, he pitched good. All in all, solid win by the Mets after that horrible loss on Monday. And, you know, Mets, as horrible as Friday was, it seemed like the second half of 07 and 08 and the entire 06 and 07, the last half of last year. So it was like these past 4 years continued. But so far, so good. Now, after this win today, Mets are looking good. You know, they won 2 out of 3 after losing the home opener, something they haven't done in the last, 6 years?
Yeah, they're 2-1 now, right?
Yeah, they're 2-1.
Yeah.
But of course the season's early, and you know they're missing Santana, but Willie Harris thus far has been the MVP of the season thus far. I mean, he had that clutch hit in on Saturday to add the insurance run to secure the win on Saturday. He got the first hit. He broke up the no-hitter on Friday night in the 7th inning to break up the no-hitter. That Mets was getting no hit by the Marlins. And then today, with Reyes on, I think after a lead-up double or single, I can't remember, he hit a 2-run home run, and Mets never looked back. But the key to the game, another key to the game was with the bases loaded, John Buck, the guy who hit the grand slam, which would be the game winner in Friday's game, he came up with the bases loaded, and DJ Carrasco, he struck him out to leave him. But it wasn't easy. Carrasco was 0-2 on him, and then Buck battled back to get it to full count, and then he would eventually strike out. The bases loaded.
How do you feel about Terry Collins?
Terry Collins, I mean, he's made some moves that shake my head, but I mean, the jury's still out. I think all in all, he'll be good.
Yeah.
But he did make some head scratching moves these last couple of days. Other than today, he didn't really do anything crazy. But Friday, when he pinch hit Josh Tolley for Scott Hairston, who would strike out in that at bat, I thought he should have left Josh Tolley in there, because Josh Tolley is, you know, he's a second year player, but this guy's a clutch guy at the plate. And what they needed was a rally. You know, he tried to go for Harrison so he could try to hit a 3-run home run to tie the game, but fortunately that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, Tolley was left in, and Tolley tied the game 3-3 up until that point on Saturday. But the crazy thing Collins did was he took out Ike Davis. He pinch ran for Ike Davis with, I think, Chin Lung Hu, and afterwards he brought in Daniel Murphy to play first base, and I think it was Bonifacio. He hit a the game tying base hit or a double against K-Rod to blow the save yesterday night. Well, fortunately,
K-Rod
the Mets
looking shaky these days, huh?
Huh?
K-Rod.
Well, actually, K-Rod only pitched Saturday. I mean, Friday. No, no, not Friday. So yeah, Saturday. Saturday was the only game he pitched thus far in the season.
Oh.
But funny thing, the spring training, he pitched well. He didn't even allow a run in spring training. But you know how it is. Spring training is a lot different from the regular season.
Yeah. The Mets are 2-1.
Yankees are like, what, 3-0 or 2-0?
No, we lost today.
Oh, right. Yes. Last time I left, you guys were losing 5-4. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I forgot about it. What was the final score?
Lost to the Detroit Tigers.
What was the final score?
Final score was 10 to 7.
Oh, 10 to 7.
10 to 7, I think. Yeah.
Because I remember when I was watching the Met game, they were showing Tigers was leading them 5-4. But
yeah.
Until you mentioned that, that's when I totally forgot that Yankees was losing at that point.
Yeah, our pitching wasn't good today.
Who pitched?
Phil Hughes pitched. I don't remember the name of the guy who's pitched for the Tigers, but Phil Hughes, he didn't have it today. You know, gave up a couple home runs to Cabrera, and. Yeah, he had like 5 earned runs today.
Miguel Cabrera?
We were fine. Yeah, Miguel Cabrera. That guy's probably going to be MVP this year.
He's always great offensively, especially when he was with the Marlins.
Yeah, I've been saying for years, he's like a young man.
Yeah.
Well, he's not that young anymore, but, you know.
Yeah, he's getting up there, getting a little injury prone. But.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a talented guy. Not really a glove.
Second in American League in MVP last year, right?
He might have. I let me try to remember.
Yeah, I think he was second behind Josh Hamilton last year.
Right, Josh Hamilton did win last year, right?
Yeah, so this year he could probably win it, you know. So.
And where did Cano finish? Third?
Fourth, maybe? Third or fourth, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yankees, we lost. I mean, offensively, we look good, you know?
Yeah, scored 7 runs.
Posada had a home run. Teixeira is looking hot. Usually, Teixeira, you know, starts off slow.
Right, he's a slow starter. Right.
He's had home runs in all 3 of these games, but
today
yeah, pitching didn't save us today.
Yeah. So, what were your thoughts of Burnett's performance on, I believe, Saturday?
It was good. I didn't see it, but I heard it was good. You know, I didn't get to see the game, unfortunately, because I was pillow fighting in New Year's. But I heard he had a good performance. But we'll see. You know, because he was inconsistent last year, so we'll see if he can be more consistent this year. And so the Yankees, we play the Twins tomorrow, I think. We always beat in the regular season and in the playoffs.
And the postseason, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Tomorrow, I think, who pitches for us? The new guy from the minors.
Okay, Ivanova?
Yeah. He looks like he could be a good starting pitcher for us, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he is highly touted, so.
Yeah. Hey, we're 2-1. We're good right now. We're looking better than the Red Sox. We're supposed to be undefeated, but it looks like they haven't won a game yet. They got bombed
today by the
Rangers.
They were supposed to be undefeated, but now they're winless. So it's like the exact opposite.
Yeah, all the efforts.
But it's still, you know, still early.
Yeah, they got beat up by the Power Rangers weekend. So they're 0-3. And hey, Yankees, we're supposed to be underdogs this year. So
a rare position for the Yankees. Yankees are usually Goliath, and especially with that nearly $300 million payroll, I mean.
Hey.
But
I like being the underdog. I don't care.
Hey,
huge payroll, no huge payroll.
Hey, but then again, Red Sox have a huge payroll as well, too, so.
Yeah.
It can't be. This is in 2004 when, you know, they were the idiots, they were the underdogs. Now, they're the evil empire also.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's the Red Sox and go Yankees.
Spoken like a true Yankee fan. But let's switch a little gears with the little Knickerbockers, you know. They won, two in a row?
Yep.
Against Magic and, I'm trying to remember, Magic and, was it Pacers? I'm trying to remember, who the heck was the team? Oh, Nets, right, it was Nets. And Magic, you know, they had back-to-back games by Carmelo, scoring 39 points and 10 rebounds. Actually,
oh, yeah.
Solid defense.
Yep.
Leaping for rebounds, and then, like, you know, like, trying to, you know, like, elbow people. You know, like, when you grab a rebound and they, like, try to, like, elbow people, they try to move people out of the way so they won't steal the rebound from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was like Stoudemire, you know, before the Carmelo trade. I mean,
yeah.
Stoudemire, I mean, he's had some good games here and there, but he's not that dominant presence as he was. I don't know if it's, you know, him being tired or, you know, is it him trying to adjust to, you know, sharing the, you know, the superstar duties with Carmelo, or if it's a combination of the two?
Yeah, it could be a combination.
But they really need that, and if they could get this win, if the Knicks can win tonight and Bobcats lose, we will clinch the first postseason berth since 2004, or in my mind, since 2001, because I don't consider the 2004 when we went to the Nets and got swept in the first round a playoff berth, but technically it is. So since 2004 was the last time we went to the postseason and tried to snap a 9 straight losing season.
Yeah, that'll be when we go to playoffs, that'll be good. I'm going to try to get playoff tickets.
As most Knicks fans will.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm trying to think. 2004? Let me see. 2004 was the last time we went to the postseason. 2001 was the last time we won a game.
Right.
So I'm trying to think in my head all the stuff that happened from there. I mean, back in those days, the Attitude Era was going on with Rock and Stone Cold, which they'll be at WrestleMania tonight. Maybe Rock might come out of retirement. And there's rumors that to promote that WWE All-Star Game, Punk and Stone Cold are going to most likely have a feud, or, you know, they're going to fight. I don't know if they're going to – I doubt it would be a wrestling match, but it looks like they're going to, you know, Stone Cold's going to fight with CM Punk. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Looking forward to tomorrow. The episode Monday Night Raw, and to see a Tough Enough thing.
Oh, yeah, the Hall of Fame, plus the Hall of Fame at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wasn't the Hall of Fame supposed to be yesterday?
Yeah, but they didn't televise. They're going to televise it tonight. I mean, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, just at 8 o'clock, just before Raw.
Oh,
and after
shit.
And then after Raw, they're going to show Tough Enough. So two straight days in a row, WWE is going to show 4 hours of, you know, professional wrestling. But here's a funny thing, now that I mentioned that. WWE is thinking of a name change. They're thinking about just calling themselves WWE, and they don't want to be known as the World Wrestling Entertainment, because they want to drop wrestling in their name. Yeah. And it all started when somebody wrote an article online called WWE a wrestling organization. But WWE got offended because they don't think they're a wrestling organization, because they produce movies and video games and all these other different mediums. But yeah, most 99% of their stuff is wrestling. If not all of it. You have movies, but it stars WWE superstars because they don't want wrestlers to be. They don't want to be called wrestlers. They don't want them to call the wrestlers wrestlers. They want to be called the male wrestlers superstars and the women wrestlers divas. So they don't want, you know, they want to act like, you know, that they're not a wrestling company because they don't only do wrestling. They do other different mediums.
Man, that's crazy.
I mean, come on. I mean, Vince McMahon made billions of dollars off of wrestling. I mean, I don't see the point of acting like they didn't, you know, they're not doing wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand they do other stuff. It's not just, you know, the wrestling thing. But everything that they do is pretty much wrestling-oriented. You got wrestling games, you have wrestling music. Pretty much everything is wrestling, you know?
The movie stars, they star
wrestlers. Or superstars, as they want to be now known as.
Well, WWE is full of it, man. They're trying to look like they're not a wrestling organization.
Ever since they dropped the WWF out of their name, that's when, you know, WWE's kind of been on life support. And then after when Rock and Stone Cold retired, that just literally put it on life support.
Yeah.
I mean, that literally, like, killed it for, couple of years or so. I don't know about you, but 09 was, like, the worst year ever.
I don't even remember what happened to 09.
Well, you know, they had the only good thing that I could think of that happened in 09 was when Randy Orton was battling against Triple H at Orton's house.
Oh yeah, okay.
That was the only good thing, because that was supposed to be like a major feud. You know, they're both former Evolution members.
Right.
And then afterwards, when they had the match, you know, after the first Shawn Michaels Undertaker match, I mean, that just took the whole life out of the whole, you know, out of the whole audience.
Yeah, you're right about
that's no disrespect to the, you know, Orton and Triple H. I mean, they're both, you know, great wrestlers, both, you know, future WWE Hall of Famers. But, I mean, that match, that classic match, you know, that just took the whole air out of the arena. And people didn't even really care about the Triple H and Orton match. It was like, nobody was even really cheering.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
I mean, geez. Man, I mean, that's why you know that's why there's rumors that the Cena and Miz match is gonna be, you know, the last match.
Yeah.
Instead of the Triple H Undertaker match. But let's go quickly preview the stuff. I guess we'll just jump straight into the championship stuff. Edge versus Del Rio. Who do you think will win?
Edge versus Del Rio. I think Del Rio's going to win.
I think Del Rio's going to win, and Christian's going to turn heel, as the rumors are turning, are saying, and he's going to cost
Edge
the title, and they're going to start a feud with each other. Christian's going to be a heel. That's the rumor. So I think that's what's going to happen. What about the Miz versus Cena match?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
No, I'm talking about Miz and Cena. Who do you think will win?
Oh, okay. No, wow. I think Cena's gonna win.
I think Cena's gonna win too. And then I think Rock's gonna interfere both ways. He's gonna, like, you know, rock bottom both of them. And then leave the arena, and then Cena after getting hurt, you know, Cena, I guess, cover after they both get rock bottom, you know, Cena eventually, I guess, hit Miz with the attitude adjustment, or he pins him,
yeah,
for the win, and then that sets up the Cena versus Rock match.
Yeah, you're right. That's what's gonna happen, I bet you.
And hopefully, you know, the Rock and Cena tied on the line, and Rock wins, which would be the first time Rock walked away as the WWE champion.
Yeah.
Because he walked in, if you remember WrestleMania 15 and 17, he walked in as WWE champion against Stone Cold, and both those times he lost.
Yeah.
So he's never won at WrestleMania as the champion. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, but Cena's most likely going to win.
No, I'm saying unless if they make it a triple threat match, straight up triple threat, a triple threat match between the three of them, most likely Cena will win the title and then maybe challenge The Rock if he does indeed come out of retirement.
Well, I think Cena's going to win regardless, whether it's a triple threat or a one-on-one.
Yeah, I think so too. But sure, it would be nice to see The Rock win the title one more time, especially at WrestleMania.
He came back, so I don't think he's gonna win it that fast.
Even though it would be a short title reign, because most likely he's gonna shoot another movie.
Yeah.
So that'd be nice, but you're probably right. Let me think. What other matches? Do you care about the Snooki, Lay Cool, John Morrison? No, I think the ladies should have fought with each other. They should have made the matches separate. It should have been Dolph Ziggler versus versus John Morrison. No, you know what? Here's what they should have did. Miz versus Morrison, because they've been always making these guys to be like the Rockers, the new Rockers, and they're comparing which one is Shawn Michaels, which one is Martin Jannetty. Mm-hmm. They should have had that for the title. And then they should have had the Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania, point blank. Because it's like, they're, you know, the Rock, even in the storylines they mentioned, they noticed that the Cena and Rock storyline is bigger than even Cena versus Miz for the title.
Yeah.
So they should have just downright, you know, made it a one-on-one match and then have Miz versus Morrison. So they've been building up that storyline for years.
Yeah, that's what should have happened. Miz versus Morrison. Love to see that.
Because the whole storyline messed up was when Cena won the title. The number one contendership at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we know Cena doesn't need the title for, like, the 10th time or 11th?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, Cena is, like, defendant of the title. I mean, these are the great wrestlers, you know, the Attitude Era or before that. Sure, I mean, it's great for them to win the title, but they don't need the title. Look at Shawn Michaels. When he came back, he won the World Heavyweight title, and he never won anything ever since. Well, other than the World Tag Team title, but never won the you know, WWE or the World Heavyweight one after 02.
Yeah, you're right.
So once you get to that level, you know, the legendary status, you don't need the title.
Yeah.
You already proved that, you know, you're worthy enough to be a champion, even though you don't have the title around your waist.
Yeah. But the biggest match of the night would definitely be the Undertaker versus Triple H.
Oh, yeah. And I would say with that, yeah, that's going to be an epic match right there. Because the Cena versus Miz match, I mean, it's, unless Rock gets involved, turns into a triple threat match, or Rock fights Cena afterwards, there's no buzz to that match whatsoever. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. The Triple H and the Undertaker match should be huge. But I don't think it'll be as good as the WrestleMania 17 match.
Yeah, but Triple H has a chance, but I
think so too. And plus with Shawn Michaels getting involved, Shawn Michaels might even screw Triple H out of, who knows? I mean the Shawn Michaels this the promo from this week, that really sealed it. I thought it was gonna be a good match anyway, but having Shawn Michaels involved in it, either way, it's going to take it to that other level.
Yeah. But it'll be good. It'll be a good wrestling.
Oh, yeah. First sports night, Mets won 9-2. So hopefully the Knicks win tonight, clinch that playoff berth. Hopefully the Rock makes a comeback and win the title. But with that, you know what time it is, gentlemen. I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, listening, for the legend. I want to thank you, Macaulay.
You're okay.
And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening again. See you guys next time.